Pusa High School leader, pepper spray attack on meeting ignored by mainstream media. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 7, 2019. Park City High School student and Turning Point USA. Pusa leader Ryan Zink told Breitbart News that the mainstream media did not take interest in an incident occurring at his school earlier this year, involving a leftist student who allegedly sprayed bear repellent into the venue ahead of the Pusa event, which left one individual hospitalized. Zink joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News daily host Alex Marlow in a Wednesday interview for TPUSA's weekly campus report. "If a conservative student would have done this to a liberal speaker, I think their name would have blown up," said Zink. "This would have been way more a big of a deal, but you don't see these kinds of things in the media, because they don't happen." The TPUSA leader, who was invited to the stage by President Donald Trump at TPUSA's Teen Student Action Summit last month, also mentioned that aside from articles by Breitbart News, only one or two local articles had been written about the bear spray incident. "And that's the coverage we had," affirmed Zink. You can listen to the segment below. Zink also shared his thoughts on what he believes would have happened if, instead, a conservative student had pepper sprayed the venue for a left-wing group's event. "Do you think that perhaps the establishment media would have taken a bigger interest?" asked Marlow. "Of course they would have," responded Zink. "Look at what happened to the Covington kids. They didn't even do anything. They just stood there, some crazy guy walked up to them, started banging a drum, and instantly, they're hated by half of the entire country. If a conservative student would have done this to a liberal speaker, I think their name would have blown up," continued Zink. "This would have been way more a big of a deal, but you don't see these kinds of things in the media, because they don't happen. There aren't conservative students going out there, pepper spraying and throwing drinks at people because they don't agree with what they say," added the student. Nonetheless, Zink says that the bear spray attack is likely going to help with recruitment for his TPUSA student group, and can serve as a platform for growing our club majorly. "This is exactly the hypocrisy we're calling out," said Zink. "The left, not even letting us speak, or have our speakers come to speak. I think free speech is a thing that a lot of students do care about, actually," the student added. "A lot of kids at my school have been saying, even my liberal friends, have been saying, this is absolutely disgusting, I might hop into one of your meetings now."